Only the music you love.
On Casey.
107.7.
The sound that sets you free.
Ja, jy luister na Casey Sport hierso elke maandag. Nou, tussen 7 en 8 en op die lijn het ons nou vir Akona Kumeri. Akona, tell me, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Besides the fact that my legs are a bit shaky, but I'm okay.
It's recovery time now. It's a recovery time.
I'm still recovering, yes.
Yes, so Jermaine, you're the man of the hour.
Good evening, Akona, how are you?
I'm well, Jermaine. Thank you so much. That's how good. Are you?
No new complaints. We're still surviving in the heat in Paul. So, yeah.
Is it still hot? I miss that. I'm very wet. I like that. The hot
no, weather. Then you must come live here. Then we can swap. No problem.
Yes, please come.
No problem. So, you have a very special story, Akona. This lady actually started running after COVID. Tell them to why. Tell them why. I won't say.
Yes. I started running after COVID for two reasons. During the lockdown, I believe I'm not the only one that gained weight, but also I got pregnant, my second baby. So then I gained a lot of weight because of that. Then I started walking and running as a way of like losing weight, basically. I didn't think that I would be running for real, like for serious for serious reasons. Yes. But yeah, I started running as a way of losing weight.
Yes. But what actually pushed you to start doing marathons?
I did my first, well then I did my 10 kilometers in 2022, which was a struggle. My tongue, all of it was out when I was doing in the kilometer. I finished it in a very weird time, which was okay at that time. Then when I entered the race, I started enjoying the vibes, seeing different people, like in different shapes and forms, running and pushing themselves. Then okay. I started developing this like of the running. I started then. I was like, okay, maybe next time I'll do something more than 10 kilometers, which I did in Soweto 2023. I did my half marathon. Then I focused only on my half marathons just to improve the time. Now I started enjoying time. I mean, like running as a way, not only for losing weight, but also to clear. It was helping me a lot. It helps me still to clear my mind. So yeah, basically that's that. Then I fell in love with it. I improved my time for half marathon. Then I pushed to the marathon because now I'm thinking, I'm a star. Let me just push other people out.
The next Gerda Stein.
Yes. 2024, I go to the Sanlam, which is at the moment I still hold the current medal for Sanlam. Sorry to other people who didn't get there in 2025.
I have to say, sorry to interrupt, your willpower is far more greater than mine. The only time I run is to the toilet. Definitely no marathons for me.
But maybe then what do you do to help you to clear your mind? And also, it always worries when you start moving your body because the doctor says so. So it's always not, you don't have to start by running. You can start by walking. Walking is also part of cardio.
Yes.
Then when you feel bored, you can start just running like 1 minute and then start walking again. That's what I did.
That's good.
That's what I did. Then 2024, that was my first marathon. Then 2025, I started pushing more marathons, which that is when I got my qualifier for this one, the ultra marathon, the Two Oceans ultra marathon. I didn't think I was gonna improve so much that my full marathon time at that time was 4:27. So 4 hours, 27 minutes, that's when I got my qualifier to do this ultra, which was the first ultra marathon that I've ever done in my life. And I enjoyed it.
We're speaking to Akona Kumeri, just took part in the Two Oceans Marathon. Akona, what mind shift do you need to have from a full marathon to a ultra? What is there a big mind shift you need to have?
Yes, there is. It's a sense of like fulfillment. You know, it's one of those things when you set your mind into a goal and you tell yourself, let me do this. You see how much you can push yourself, because when you train for the marathon and also for the, especially for the ultra, you have to put time, you have to train. Yes. So it takes something in you to push yourself that much, like everything else that you would put a goal into your mind that, okay, I'm wanting to do this. You have to put the work in it so that you are able to achieve it. So for me, I've put a motivation, but also a disciplined mind that pushed me going. And also I told my kids, Ntsasenze and Zukanye, and also my husband, that guys, this year I'm doing the ultra marathon. So I need you to keep me accountable. And yeah, they did. And okay, we have met current people that have pushed me. Nonku, Zamini, Yoli, Swa. There are so many people. Pearl, like, they've pushed me to be a better person and to get where I am. So that's, I good, appreciate that.
Yes.
And also Dr. Harlan, when I told him about it, Dr. Harlan from the Radio KC.
Yes, yes.
He was like, oh, well, you, I believe in you. And in my head, I'm like, I bought Dr. Harlan. I haven't done this, and I'm doubting myself already.
Always the positive-minded one. Always the positive-minded one. So your time this year was 6 hours, 20 minutes. Are you looking to improve next year? And how does your training schedule look?
Oh, so I do strength training 2 times a week. So I do running my long runs on the weekend. Then I do the strength training 2 times a week. I do yoga. And once on Fridays, as a recovery, I do swimming. And of which also the swimming, funny story, I recently learned it in 2023 when my daughter, she was 2 years at that time, we had to put her on swimming. So I realized that she loves water so much and I couldn't swim at all, at all. I was like, then if she likes the water so much and if it happens, some incidents happen, how am I going to save her? Then I started learning how to swim my old age.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's good. So, apologies. So, are you coming back next year?
Yes, definitely.
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 Don't you want to
move
to Cape Town?
The
most beautiful city in the world.
Yes, I would definitely would love to move to Cape Town, but the you guys that side. If I were to move to Cape Town, then I would move to Paarl.
Definitely.
Yeah, that is most beautiful city that I've seen so far. Cape Town, the city it's good for touring, like maybe for vacation, something like that. But not, I don't think that I will move to it there.
And no nice wine like Paarl. Paul is the best one.
Yes. And the weather also.
Akona, thank you for your time. We really do appreciate it. All the best in the running venture. Anything else you want to say?
One thing I can say maybe to anyone who wants to start running. Running is not for special people. Anyone who wants to start running, they can start moving their body and they will realize how strong they are. To any mom who is out there saying, I don't have time, I don't have kids, 30 minutes of your time to take a walk, to clear your mind, to better yourself, to come back to your kids with a clear mind without screaming at them and without having to worry about, oh my God, your kids seeing you committed on something to better yourself for your well-being, it will help them. So my motto is, you cannot pour from an empty cup. Yeah. Even started a page just briefly in 2021 when I was struggling, 2022, I was struggling with asking questions because now we are locked down, kids, everyone has questions, but I use the social media to create a WhatsApp group for random strangers. It is called Ask a Mom. We ask each other questions that randomly, like anything, my kid has a cough, what do you do? Things like that.
Yes,
I also have a page on Instagram, which is Mom's Wellbeing. It keeps me accountable to be better in my head and to make sure that I pour to my kids in a better space. we are all learning this parenting thing. So find something. If it's working, works for you, clear your mind, please do that. But otherwise, thank you so much for having me.
No, it's our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure having a champion in our presence.
Akona, thank you.
Keep well. Regards to everyone. Hope to see you next year. You just inspired me to start running.
Please, Monday, start walking. I will start Monday. Ask you next week.
I will start Monday. I'm not sure what Monday yet, but I will definitely start on Monday.
I will ask you.
Yes.
And when you started after two months, I want to come back to interview you.
Okay, no problem. That's our deal. Akona, thank you. You keep well.
Thank you so much. Bye.
That was Akona Kumede. As you know, she was also by on Skype Winelands Knowledge Festival. She was one of the people we interviewed behind the scenes. So it was amazing to hear. She was actually running a marathon. She wasn't speaking about any of it.
She was hiding it.
Yeah.
In plain sight.
Aye.